Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
Our partners at BetOnline continue to be the number one source for all of your betting needs and sports info. Find all the latest sports developments, including updated odds on the NBA playoffs, fights, and even next season's futures. And don't forget that the MLB is back as well. Who are you picking to win the World Series? BetOnline is your continued source for all of your sports wagering needs, including live betting and your favorite Vegas casino and poker games. It's super easy to get started, so head to the website today or use your mobile device to join and use our promo code BELIEVE, that's BLEAV, to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online, where the game starts. Hello, everybody, and welcome to 100th Football Sports Talk Radio. I am your host, Logan Landers, and today I'm going to do a look at the Denver Broncos 2022 draft needs. Now, the Broncos have made a ton of offseason moves, but with the draft approaching at the end of the month in April, on April the 28th to be exact, they can still make a few moves to get their team even stronger this year in the stacked AFC West. I'm going to break down who they've got in the offseason and then also who they can get in this draft to help them maybe get even closer to a Super Bowl ring. You never know. But before we get started, if you like this video, like, comment, share, subscribe. We go live each and every single day on Facebook and YouTube. Clips of all of our shows on Instagram at 100th Football. And, of course, our amazing top-tier, high-quality podcast, thanks to the Believe Podcast Network, available every single day. Over 800 episodes available right now to listen to, with more being updated every single day. There's always something for you to listen to. Draft prospects, team previews, history specials, interviews with amazing players, coaches, and other legends of the game. There's a plethora of football content on this channel. You can find a lot of it. Like I said, over 800 podcasts and over 1,000 plus videos on our Facebook and our YouTube pages. So go check them out. And there's got to be something there. And if there isn't, I mean, I don't know what to tell you. We've covered a lot of stuff, a lot of players, but we still have plenty of more content each and every single week for you, the fans. So let's get it going. The Denver Broncos 2022 draft needs. Let's go into free agency. What have the Broncos done? Man, they've done a lot. All right, so let's go with the players who are not yet signed, who are still waiting for the next contract, perhaps, in the Broncos system or elsewhere. I'm using overthecap.com as my source. Like I said, this is all current as of April 12th. So let's get it going here. Adrian Killens, the running back, has not signed. Cody Conway, the right tackle. Kenny Young, Natrez Patrick, Deontay Spencer, Justin Hamilton, Brett Jones, Eric Sobert, Cameron Fleming, Shamar Stephen, Stephen Weatherly, Bobby Massey, Alexander Johnson, Kareem Jackson, Bryce Callahan, Melvin Gordon, and Kyle Fuller have all yet to be signed and are still waiting for that next deal in their NFL futures. We'll see where they land up in the very near future. Hopefully somewhere good. Let's go with next. We'll go with the acquisitions that the Broncos have made. Who is coming over to the Broncos or who has re-signed this past offseason? Obviously, Russell Wilson, the big one, coming over from the Seahawks in a trade. Graham Glasgow, the right guard, has re-signed. We have Billy Turner, the right tackle, is coming over from the Packers. DJ Jones, defensive lineman, coming over from the 49ers. Quan Williams, also from the 49ers, coming over to the Broncos. We also have Josh Johnson, Tom Compton, and Randy Gregory. All three of those gentlemen are coming over to play for Denver this year. Eric Tomlinson, the tight end from Baltimore, is coming over. And we have plenty of more guys re-signed. Like I said, we got Brett Ripon, the backup quarterback, is coming back. We've got Alex Singleton has came over. Calvin Anderson has re-signed. We also have Josie Jewell, the linebacker, has re-signed. We have guys like J.R. Reed is going to be coming over. Isong Basie, the cornerback from the Chargers. Deshaun Williams has came back. Corliss Wattman, the punter, is coming over from the Steel City out there in Pittsburgh. And then some more re-signings. We got PJ Locke, Jonas Griffith, Malik Reed, and Andrew Beck. Now let's talk about some of the gentlemen who are leaving the Broncos from last year's squad. We have Deshaun Hamilton, the wide receiver. He went to the Houston Texans. Micah Kizer, linebacker, going to the Raiders. Austin Schlottman, the left guard, going to Minnesota, the Fighting Vikings. Also joining him with the Vikings is cornerback Nate Hairston. We also have a lot of players left. We have Mike Ford going to the Atlanta Falcons. Drew Lock, the quarterback, going to the Seahawks. Noah Fant, the tight end, also going to the Seahawks as well. And Shelby Harris in that deal with Russell Wilson going to the Seahawks. And finally, Teddy Bridgewater went down to sunny Miami, Florida, play with the Dolphins this upcoming season. So that has been a recap of who all is not yet signed, who all has signed, re-signed, and who is currently going to be with the Broncos or with a different team this upcoming year. Now let's go into their draft picks. They have a few draft picks, not a whole lot, but they have a few to choose from here. And no first-round picks, obviously. They gave that one up for the Russell Wilson trade. They have a second-round pick at 64, two third-round picks at 75 and 96, two fourth-round picks at 115 and 116, a fifth-round pick at 145, in the sixth-round pick 206, and in the seventh pick 232. So a handful of picks here, a lot. Like I said, nothing in the first round, but you have something in every other round there, so you can definitely make something work this upcoming draft. So what can you use to get this team even stronger this upcoming season? I think first, go with a high-quality defensive lineman. This is a stacked draft class for defensive players. You can definitely find one in your second-round selection at pick 64. So I think the Broncos can definitely snag them a high-quality offensive or defensive lineman to help get some good work there at the defensive end role, defensive tackle role, whatever they need to fill. I just think that if they can get some more pressure on the quarterback and make them feel uneasy, that's definitely going to help them out on defense. Another thing they need to look at, they need a right tackle. Like I said, they got Billy Turner. That could be a good short-term fix. But like I said, he's only on that one-year deal. So this might just be someone that they use for this year and they move on to someone they can draft this year. Like I said, there's a lot of high-quality offensive tackles in this draft. Denver can definitely look for a long-term one in some of their later round picks. They have plenty of them. I like what Denver's got so far. If they can keep fixing that defensive line, if they can keep fixing that really good offensive line, I think that Denver can get something going this upcoming season. I also think, too, they need to look at some linebackers, someone else on defense they can help out and really get something going. And I feel like if they really – I think their offense is going to look fine. I mean, they can maybe get a back, like a running back or another tight end perhaps, just as some backup roles or to fill some slots. But, I mean, their offense is pretty much set. As long as you can help fill out the defense, like I said, get that defensive line, get a nice linebacker, get a corner perhaps. I think that Denver could be a team that is really going to improve. And, man, in that stack division, right, that AFC West where – every team has made a big adjustment this offseason. I mean, the Raiders, Chargers, Chiefs, and the Broncos. I mean, man, it's crazy just how much all those teams have improved. And with the Broncos, like I said, last year wasn't the best year for them. They went 7-10. I feel like definitely that I probably feel the whole division can have a winning record, honestly. And it's going to be interesting to see. But like I said, as long as the Broncos can fill that hole on defense, as long as they can improve that defense in their draft for this year, as well as in the coming years, you can start this year with all of those picks you have. I think the Broncos could be set for quite a long time in the National Football League. So please drop a comment. Who will the Broncos select with their picks this upcoming season? Will they go defensive heavy? Will they go offensive heavy? I think they'll go defense just to help fill some of those holes. And hey, you're going to need it against all those stacked teams, all those great quarterbacks. It is going to be fun to watch, no doubt about it. Like I said, leave a comment. Let me see what y'all got to say about this team and what they can improve on. Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online. If you like the video, please like, comment, share, subscribe. We have amazing episodes coming out every single day on Facebook and YouTube, and also on our podcast, Be Able to Realize Podcast, Spotify, Apple, iTunes, iHeartRadio, Stitcher, Overcast, Amazon Music, anywhere you listen to podcasts, you can find us, thanks to the Believe Podcast Network and all of the hard work they've been doing over there with us for a long time, over a year now. Like I said, over 800 episodes over there, over 1,000 plus on Facebook and YouTube. There's got to be something we've covered for your team, your favorite player, your favorite historic team, your coach. Hey, we cover a ton of stuff here at 100th Football, and we are happy to bring it to you each and every single week. Like I said, I've been your host, Logan Landers, talking about the Denver Broncos 2022 draft needs. Guys, have a tremendous week, and we will talk to you again on another live video.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on, and who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch, and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.